And as President Obama prepares to start his second term next week, Morning Edition has asked NPR's foreign correspondents to gauge worldwide expectations for the president's next 4 years. Today we begin in Mexico. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, Mexicans hope to change the conversation between the two countries from drugs and violence to economics and prosperity.
In public, Mexico's new president, Enrique Peña Nieto, doesn't talk much about the devastating drug war hitting his country. More than 50,000 people have died in just the past 6 years. Instead, Peña focuses on what he says are the good times to come.
Este, sin duda, es un gran momento para México.
Without a doubt, this is a great time for Mexico. Our economic expectations are encouraging, Peña told a packed Mexico City ballroom full of national business leaders last week. Since taking office in December, Peña has become Mexico's chief cheerleader, giving similar speeches like this one all over the country. And Peña, who is young like Obama and at the start of a new term, is hoping his enthusiasm will help change his country's image, especially in the United States. Businessman Vicente Ruiz Pino, who was in the audience, loved Peña's speech. And he's happy President Obama got reelected, too. Ruiz heads the Chamber of Commerce in La Paz, Baja California.
95% of our economy depends on solo California.
Ruiz says 95% of La Paz's economy depends on tourists from California. All the negative press about Mexico scares away tourists and business. He adds not all of Mexico is wrought with violence.
It's extraordinary how negative that image has become over the last 4 to 6 years.
Duncan Wood heads the Mexico Institute at the Woodrow Wilson International Center in Washington, D.C.
Something definitely needs to be done about that because it impacts upon so many other elements in the relationship.
Wood says in the short term, he doesn't see any changes in the security agreements between the two countries, but he does think President Obama will also shift the conversation to more positive aspects like business, trade, and investments. Arturo Valdez Perez sure hopes so. He's from the northern border state of Coahuila and exports cattle feed to ranchers in South Texas. He says his state is one of Mexico's most violent, caught in the middle of a turf war between two violent drug cartels. He's anxious to hear President Obama's gun control plans. Our main problem is arms trafficking from the United States, says Valdez. As much as 70% of the weapons confiscated from Mexico's drug cartels come from the U.S. Mexico's new ambassador to the U.S. also called on President Obama to control gun sales. And on Monday, peace activists delivered a petition with 54,000 signatures to the U.S. embassy demanding a crackdown. But not everyone is concerned with weapons and bright economic prospects. Javier Angel, a local rider, maneuvers his bike around a trash truck through Mexico City traffic. He says he hopes President Obama makes good on his promises to pass comprehensive immigration reform. He has two sisters in the U.S., and they both voted for Obama.
Ella está esperando por Obama que se resuelva, que a ver qué va a suceder.
He says his sisters hope President Obama can fix the problem. That is why they voted for him. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.